Paul Green Church, the beginning. From its founding in 1607 until the American Revolution 170 years later, there was only one official religion in Virginia. The Anglican Church's buildings were built by the colonial government, and its ministers were paid by taxing the citizens. All other groups were discouraged, suppressed, and harassed. Around 1740, because of dissatisfaction with the established Anglican Church, Samuel Morris, a bricklayer in Hanover County, and others began not attending church. Instead, family and friends gathered in homes to discuss the Bible and other religious materials. Morris was repeatedly called before the Hanover County judge to explain his absence from church and to pay a fine. Eventually, he and three others were ordered to appear before Governor Gooch in Williamsburg, where they persuaded the colonial government they were no threat. Each man was granted a license to build a small reading house for limited religious activity, three in Hanover and one in Henrico. The one on Samuel Morris's land was called Polgreen for George Polgreen, a land-grant owner in the 1600s. Polgreen would become home base for Samuel Davies during his 11-year ministry in Virginia. Davies' relationship with the Hanover dissenters began when he was still studying for the ministry. His mentor, William One-Eye Robinson, had preached at Polgreen and accepted their free will offering only if he could donate the money to his young friend Samuel to help him complete his studies. Davies first came to Virginia briefly in 1747 to do missionary work. In 1748, after the death of his wife and unborn son, a petition from 100 family heads of the four Morris reading houses persuaded Davies to return to Hanover despite his misgivings about his health and inexperience. Davies' ministry flourished during his time in Virginia, and eventually he had 14 congregations to oversee. The Reverend Jonathan Edwards wrote in 1749, "I have heard lately a credible account of a remarkable work of conviction and conversion among whites and Negroes at Hanover, Virginia, under the ministry of Mr. Davies, who is lately settled there and has the character of a very ingenious and pious young man." There were reports that the crowds at Polgreen were so large that services had to be conducted outdoors. Davies' sermons were heard by Sarah Henry and her young son Patrick. Sarah's family supported the dissenters, and they attended services at Polgreen. This in spite of the fact that Patrick's paternal uncle and namesake was an Anglican minister at St. Paul's Parish at Hanover Courthouse, and his father was a vestryman. Davies continued this highly successful ministry at Polgreen until 1759, when he was finally persuaded to give it up to become president of the College of New Jersey at Princeton. Samuel, his second wife Jane, and their five children relocated to Princeton, leaving behind his beloved Virginia ministry. Epilogue. For more than a century, Polgreen Church stood as a monument to the Hanover dissenters and Samuel Davies in their struggle for religious freedom in colonial America. Then, in 1864, during the Civil War, General Grant, trying to take Richmond, made an attempt to break through General Lee's lines. Polgreen Church rested squarely in the center as the two armies faced each other. During an attack, the Union forces overran the Confederate positions and occupied the church. In an effort to dislodge Union sharpshooters, Confederate artillery fired on the church. According to the diary of William S. White, a gunner with the Richmond Howitzers, his gun fired the shot that set the church ablaze. Ironically, his own father had been baptized in Polgreen Church. Polgreen's congregation could not afford to rebuild, and so they continued to worship at Salem Presbyterian Church about 4 miles away. Over the years, all signs of the great center for the struggle for religious liberty vanished. One of those original Morris reading houses still exists in Louisa County. Providence Presbyterian Church is near the intersection of Routes 250 and 700.